Education for All, Serbia, by Anupam Ahuja. Historically, children with disabilities in Serbia have been segregated. An alarming number of these children are not included in any form of public education. A recent UNICEF analysis of the overall educational system in the Federal Republic of Yugoslavia shows that only 1% of preschool children with disabilities are actively included in any form of education. A key goal in Serbia today is improving the educational outcome for all children. Ensuring equality of opportunity, full participation, independent living, and economic self-sufficiency for all is an essential part of the national policy. The Serbian Plan of Action for Children, a strategic document of the government, is designed to help eliminate any kind of discrimination against children. The Ministry of Education and Sports, MOES, plans special measures to support enrollment and reduce dropout rates. It also aims to increase the percentage of children from the Roma population and children with development difficulties completing primary education by 2007. The special education system operates in parallel to and without coordination with the general education system. The Commission for Classification, a medical assessment, decides on educational placement and possible institutionalisation of children with disabilities. Parent participation is limited. The main tool for determining a child's educability is IQ testing, which does not identify a child's strengths. Children with socio-emotional and behavioural challenges are taken care of by school psychologists, but there is no organised follow-up in the wider school environment. Negative attitudes towards children with disability prevail. Children are placed in residential institutions and receive poor quality education, or none at all. Minority groups, especially Roma, are grossly overrepresented in these special schools and classes. Education of special educators is mainly based on the medical model of disability. Accessibility in general, and access to information in particular, for students with disabilities is limited. The current legislation relating to children with disabilities is seriously inadequate. Vocational training and higher education of persons with disability is overlooked in both legislation and practice. Despite the policy and practical challenges in realising quality education for all children, there has been a shift from institutionalised segregated care towards more inclusive and responsive educational practice. This has been due to the recent education reform movement, the need to fulfil international obligations, and pilot programmes promoting inclusive practice. In addition, individual success stories, such as Daniela's, have provided inspiration and encouragement. Capacity building to support IE practice. Save the Children UK, SCUK, is supporting the national and local efforts through a combination of practical work, research, advocacy and direct policy involvement. In March 2005, SCUK ran a 5-day training using the UNESCO Teacher Education Resource Pack, Special Needs in the Classroom. Participants included staff from MOES, universities, pre- and elementary schools, special schools, health centres and SCUK, as well as psychologists and defectologists. The methodology focused on problem-solving and experience-sharing, which are fundamentally linked to inclusive education philosophy. A variety of active learning methods was used to demonstrate the changes needed when addressing individual needs and planning for the whole class. It was decided that the trainees would form a core team and support innovation at the school level. There will be a small innovation fund for the pilot schools. The core team and the school staff of the SCUK pilot program in Subotica will give each other collective support. Anupam Ahuja is a freelance consultant who has worked recently with SCUK in Serbia. She is a founding member of ENET Asia. A kindergarten fit for all children, inclusive program in preschool institutions in Kula and Novi Pazar. Final report 2003-2004. SCUK has been implementing projects aimed at children with disabilities in Serbia and Montenegro since September 1996. This report discusses project implementation, difficulties encountered, and suggestions for future work. To obtain this report, please contact Ms. Dusanka Gasic-Bradic, Save the Children UK, Serbia office, Ljutice Bogdana 20, 11000 Belgrade, Serbia and Montenegro. Email d.gacic@scfukbdg.org.yu.